Welcome to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. The Blasting Room mastered the Live in Studio album, which is one of the prizes for our DJ-thon that we're doing right now, and you can donate at kcsufm.com/donate. Today, local band Glass Cases has joined me in the studio, and they'll start off the live set with their song, Thinking Sideways.
Spell them, they're all poison with a rhythm. Make you think sideways.
Coming up now is Colorblind Mind by Glass Cases.
Move like an actor on TV. menus of salads. A wild man without a plan to die with all his things. But still, you might think that I'm insane. Man without a brain to guide him, but when deep inside he knows he must take back what they sold. Blame his heart for gold. Prismatic hands, erratic mind. Thoughts they flow. Generic hands, generic mind. Thoughts they flow. Give me the world in
welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by the Blasting Room, and we are in the middle of our DJ-a-thon, which is a biannual fundraising event here at KCSU. If you'd like to feature Local Lunch Hour performances, you can donate at kcsufm.com/donate. Anyways, local band Glass Cases just came in, and they performed Thinking Sideways and Colorblind Mind. More specifically, Alex, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Pretty good. And Austin is on keys, and Cameron is on drums. Hi. So your name, Glass Cases, was inspired by The Catcher in the Rye, specifically by the line, certain things, they should stay the way they are. You ought to be able to stick them in one of those big glass cases and just leave them alone. What drew you to that line?
So Austin and I both really liked The Catcher in the Rye, first of all. And we were like, we need a band name. So we're like, we really like this book. We're flipping through the pages and we're like, what are we going to name this band after? Mm-hmm. And I remember that specific section where the character's name is Holden Caulfield. He's in a museum, and he's like looking at everything in the museum in these big glass cases, and he's just wondering why life won't stay the same. It keeps changing on him. I think we kind of take that idea and put it into our songs. Life is
like capturing emotions.
Yes, exactly. Capturing moments into our songs, and that's where the name comes from.
I feel like music's very nostalgic, because like you could just like go back and then like review all of your like past emotions, which is interesting. And I feel like that's probably a big part of your music, or maybe not. I don't know.
I'd say so, definitely. And it's funny, like, it's, you know, songs we recorded a year ago. You know, we just released a song we recorded a year ago, and those are feelings that we felt a year ago or 2 years ago. It's almost like looking into the past when you write songs.
Is it ever weird performing songs from like such a long time ago? Since, like, you've obviously changed since writing them.
No, I think it's fun kind of going back and re-experiencing it. Especially helps to, you know, get the right emotion on the song when you perform it live.
True. Is it ever hard to, like, put a certain emotion into a song? Because, like, I know for lyrics, like, lyrics are words and, like, emotions aren't words. You know what I'm saying? So, like, is it ever hard to, like, capture what you're feeling lyrically? Or does it come naturally?
When you're writing.
When you're writing.
Sometimes it definitely is. and you really have to, you know, like, dig into your mind, like, mm-hmm. how you're feeling. I think everyone goes through that, that you need to try to figure out how you're feeling or why you're feeling a certain way. Others definitely hit you in the face, but some you really got to dig into your brain and be like, why am I feeling this way, and how can I put it into words?
Hmm. And do you guys all write songs together, or is there, like, one main songwriter?
No, we pretty much all write it together. Nice. And we come up with stuff individually, mm-hmm. and we're like, hey guys, what do you think of this? And then we kind of all just go into it.
I remember one day I came home to them making music, and they were like, oh, we wrote a new song today, let me play it for you. And they started playing it, and then they started playing lyrics that I gave them like 4 months ago. I just decided to make it into a song that day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Are there any songs like that have come together just like really smoothly and that were like super easy to come together?
Yeah. I think what happens a lot, like we were just saying, is one of us will write the verses and then the other will have like this amazing chorus. Mm. And, you know, I think we're all pretty similar people, so our life experiences tend
to... I was just going to say, that's interesting that you write like different parts of the same song.
Right. Mm. Yeah, it happens. It depends. It really is... I wouldn't say you could like outline it that simply, but it happens. Mm-hmm. Other times, like Colorblind Mind, I wrote the verse and the chorus, and then Austin helped me write like the bridge and everything. That happens a lot too. Mm-hmm. We'll get, you know, 3/4 of the way done, and then we'll kind of help each other complete the thoughts.
Have there been any like songs that are like super hard to write or like come together?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever just like bail on them?
Yeah. We try not to.
Yeah.
Like when we see potential, we try to go all the way and figure it out
and not give up.
But sometimes
on the song.
That could take months.
There really? Still might be some pieces of songs that we have floating around that we've like opted in and then taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Maybe we'll put into something else. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there like a specific song that comes to mind when you think of like, oh my God, that was so hard to come together?
Oh, for me, it was Footprints.
Footprints. And Colorblind Mind was pretty hard. Mm-hmm. Not so much lyrically, but the way it all came together was probably, in my opinion, the hardest song to make so far. Just because it was very dynamic.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Instrumentally, it was... interesting, and we kept changing the vocals around, and it was crazy. But it came together.
Yeah. Do you want to explain that song a little bit, Colorblind Mind?
Yeah, absolutely. So I moved to Fort Collins for work, and it was my first job out of college. And
was it music related or something else?
Okay. No, I'm in public health stuff. So moving here, we really started picking up the band. Once I moved to Fort Collins in 2016, and switching from college life to making money and paying rent and everything, it's a pretty good shock to the system, I think, and I think it is for a lot of people. So that's what that song is about as a whole. It's about, you know, trying to find happiness in a world that truly is driven by money, and money is a necessity. And
is that why you say green?
Like yeah.
That's what, because I was wondering, I was like, why specifically green
right.
in the lyrics?
So green
okay.
is, green
that
is
makes a lot of sense.
Money. Yeah.
Yep.
And it's kind of a color metaphor song. Give me the world in all its hues. Need more than green.
Oh, you need more than green. Oh, so you need more than money to like have
exactly.
happiness. Oh, crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
So that's
that just all clicked to me right now.
It's about. Yeah. And Redefine My Colorblind Mind is like the bridge outro. So essentially you only see in one color, green. Mm-hmm. So
that's interesting.
That's
what that music video is crazy too. Like you guys were like sitting on a couch and there's like lights going off everywhere. Whose idea was that for the production? Because that was like very impressive.
All in for that.
Honestly, yeah, I think we like we're good at this. Like let's all pitch in an idea. Mm-hmm. The black light was what was making that light. I think, yeah, it all kind of came together. And
did you have that made specifically for the video?
No, we got lucky that we had this cool black light that had all these
different
you already
had
settings
it.
Of speeds and stuff. And, so.
Mm, awesome. Well, thanks for the backstory on Colorblind Mind. That's very interesting. I think we should get back to the music. And the next song coming up is called Addiction by local band Glass Cases.
Make a new feeling you can't recreate. You'll try anything they say, get addicted or fall in love. Either way, it'll burn you up. Mediate the demons in your head. Don't underestimate the thoughts they mimic, because murder is less than cards. Thoughts can do the trick. It's sleight of hand. Please understand, the illusion will stick. Control not my soul. From the hammer I hold, this mirror is shattered, but I see just fine. Reflections uncover pieces of my mind. Asphyxiates myself a little more. It accommodates fear of the passage on, when it's hard to tell heaven from hell, from the feelings I felt. Earthy fate flows through my veins to the dirt where I'll stay. Control not my soul. From the hammer I hold, this mirror is shattered, but I see just fine. Reflections uncover pieces of my mind. Misguided, I'm proud with temptations in my heart. Go easy on me, please. Leave my thoughts on that. Misguided, I'm proud with temptations in my heart. Go easy on me, please. Weak man, control not my soul. Broken from the hammer I hold, this mirror. But I see just fine. Reflections uncover pieces of my mind. My mind. Control now. From the hammer I hold, this mirror is shattered, but I see just fine. Reflections uncover pieces of my mind.
Coming up now is Man's Compromise by local band Glass Cases.
To explain myself to anyone, well, my heart pumps drunk in blood, living fast, waking up slow. I think it's for the best to confess my lust for a life less innocent. Have to compromise the temptations inside. My overwhelming demise turned the page, but these words may never have meaning to a man who knows his stories. destiny too late. Like a bet on roulette for my eternity. The odds are against me. Put it all black, but I have no money. It's hard to say, but I think it just may. I flipped a switch in the part of my brain I used to give a damn. Confess my loss for a life less innocent.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been providing Fort Collins with recording, mastering, and mixing services since 1994. They also mastered the Live in Studio album, which is one of the prizes for donating to our DJ-a-thon, which is happening right now. You can donate at kcsufm.com/donate. We just heard two songs by local alternative band Glass Cases. The first was Addiction, and the second was Man's Compromise, which is a pretty new song. It came out, I think, last week, or... Yeah, last week, right?
Last Saturday.
Yes, yeah. Last Saturday. Do you want to like explain kind of what that song's about a little bit, since it's so new?
It was about, was it 2 summers ago, I think, now? But I was just going through a tough time, and just kind of to throw that situation I was in into a song, and then kind of going, falling into a depression, and kind of having that compromise of, okay, like, I can stay here, and I'll be okay, or I can kind of change my mindset on things and move forward.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know. Yeah. It's such a like personal and like deep song to write. That's like crazy. I would never have the guts to write that. And you haven't performed that yet, obviously, because like it's so new.
We have been performing that live.
Yeah. Is that How does the like crowd react to that since it's so personal?
Oh, they love it. Love I mean, it. At yeah. the end, it's, you know, kind of a jumpy
Yeah, it gets
song,
like,
so.
Yeah. happy and like optimistic mm-hmm. a little bit.
So, you know,
yeah.
our crowd, our fans really like it.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, your songs in general are just so personal. Is it?
That's what we're going for.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it like kind of a coping mechanism music for you guys, would you say? Is that
yeah.
fair?
Yeah. No, it's yeah. totally fair.
Putting lyrics down often is kind of like a cathartic experience mm-hmm. to like, I don't know, help you identify like what you're processing. And
yeah. And like understanding what you're going through yourself. Yeah, if yeah, you have absolutely. To like write it out.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's like write something down and be like, oh, that's new to me. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have to, like, I guess it forces you to, like, think about what you're going through, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to write things. Is this, like, hinting at an upcoming album? Like, because you've released a few new singles.
So, I think for the meantime, we're kind of going to stick on the single.
Singles, okay.
Yeah, deal. Yeah, we released an EP in October. But as far as our workflow and everything, as far as what we want to get out, we've really liked the idea of releasing singles for a little while. So that's the foreseeable future.
Nice. And was this song, like, compared to the other songs you've written, were there any differences in, like, stylistically and how it came together or anything like that?
I mean, for the EP, we did kind of pick some songs because we came out with a 16-song album. Mm-hmm. And we're like, this is too many songs. We've got to cut this down. And so we chose six that kind of flowed with each other. Kind of different topics, just... but more in that general Glass Cases sound. And so that was more of like refining our music to what we want it to be. And now that we have it, we want to kind of experiment on what we can add to it. And that's what all these singles are going to be about, is just pretty much what can we come up with.
So it's more of an experimental thing instead of like a album kind of thing. Cool.
So the next single we're releasing, we're going to play right the one after this.
Yeah, in two songs. Like, the last song you're going to play is a new one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it hasn't been released, but it should. It's getting mixed and mastered right now. So.
Exciting.
Yeah, that should be coming out in a month or two. So
exciting stuff. Yeah. Well, I think we should get back to the music. And that new song will be coming up after this first song. And the first song is called Not Ready by local band Glass Cases.
Shoot of the happy couple. Trip to Jamaica for some newlywed trouble. All of a sudden every car starts to double. Happy for my friends, but I need to struggle just a little bit longer. Then I wanna fall in love with a girl who writes our future name on a notebook. Talks about me with no shame, consistently drinks me under the table, drags me to church, loves past my stumbles, brings out the best me, loves the worst, think I found her and that's what hurts. Cause I know I'm not ready. No, 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 no. I wanna kiss a few more lips before the lights turn on. Wake up drunk a few more times on my neighbor's lawn. Trip to Vegas and ride the red train till I'm broke. Then ride the train home, try to bum a few smokes. I don't even smoke. Then I wanna fall in love with a girl who writes our future name on a notebook. Talks about me with no shame, consistently drinks me under the table, drags me to church, falls past my stumbles, brings out the best me, loves the worst, think I found her and that's what hurts. Cause I know I'm not ready. No, 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 no. In me, I don't wear collars except for church and New Year's Eve. These shoes aren't mine. Don't have Velcro straps with the label design in my hair. Shot with gel, not long. Like hell, something's wrong. Can you not tell?
I'm giving up freedom for cash in my pocket. Sold my grandma's World War II locket. I never thought it would catch up with me so quickly. I miss me waking up hungover, barely sober the third night over. But I'm older, she asked me to watch a movie with her family. Drinking decaf coffee, it's only the beginning. Who is who I used to be? Wearing baggy sweats, haven't washed for weeks. Drinking cause hell, it's been a head of a week. And I could afford responsibility.
She's putting on me. No, 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 I'm not ready for a girl who wrote our future name on a notebook. Talks about me with no shame, consistently drinks me under the table. Drags me to church, loves past my stumbles. Brings out the best me, loves the worst. Think I found her and that's scaring me.
Up now is In Between by Glass Cases.
Suicide and getting low's a low life. I'll start a strife, admit I might choose the latter. But no normal, please. Tie a knife to a string, then make me bite it free and cut my way through these things. Pick me up, cause I'm not falling. Cut me down, could cut me down. Look around, cause now you're stalling. Am I not high enough? In plain view, but seen right through. I know I have enough, but I'm restless, close to obsessive. I've forgotten how it feels to be weightless. I hate just this paycheck as a common makeshift happiness. Everyone seems to live with much by discontentment. All I have is resentment. Give me less permanence from this life, this body slowly wasting away. A lifeless body that can only breathe. Can you pick me up? Cause I'm not falling. Cut me down, could cut me down. So look around, cause now you're stalling. Am I not high enough to you? In plain view, seen right through.
A painless life could be deadly. A comfortable living is misleading. Footsteps, they led me in circles to protect me. But this painless life could be numbing. It's unbearable living in between. If failure was an option, I'd take it to escape routine. A painless life could be deadly. A comfortable living is misleading. Footsteps, they led me in circles to protect me. But this painless life could be numbing. It's unbearable living in between. If failure was an option, I'd take it to escape routine.
Am I not high enough for you? Pick me up, shut me down. Look around, now you're stalling. Am I not high enough for you? Been playing view, but seen right through.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, and we just heard two songs by alternative band Glass Cases. The first was Not Ready, and the second was an unreleased song called In Between. Thanks for playing all the music, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, that last song was great. Do you know when that's going to be released, or do you have anything you want the Fort Collins community to know about?
So that song, end of May or beginning of June.
Is when fans can expect it.
For that. So it'll be a single.
Awesome.
In Between. Right. And then one more show in Fort Collins that's on the books is Downtown Artery, which is June 1st. So that would be right around the song release as well.
Thanks, Seth. Well, thanks for being here again.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Local Lunch Hour. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. And thank you for supporting college radio.
Seeing green, it doesn't really mean.